You're listening to
Let's Talk Real Talk.
What's up, guys? Welcome back. It's me. I'm all alone this time. Actually, I'm just kidding. Just Catherine's not here this week, but I have two special guests with me, and it is my coworkers, Bree and Olivia. What's up, guys?
What's up? Happy to be here.
How's it going?
I think this is like the first time I've had two people, so this is kind of weird.
It's not weird,
but like I'm just kind of like, oh, the pressure. But yeah, so what was I going to say? So I guess let's start off first, as we do with most of these podcast episodes. How did I meet you guys? You all can take turns, whoever wants to go first.
You want to go first?
I mean, I'm trying to remember our first interaction.
I know what it is, but I don't think you
remember. Do you
remember? It was before you got hired on. It was the interview. But, like, I saw you. You didn't see me. But
oh, that's right, because I met some of the other coworkers. But I don't think I saw you till my first day.
Yeah. So, I remember, I don't know what happened. One of our coworkers, Kelsey, she was leaving, and so on her last day, we gave her balloons saying, like, you suck, loser, or, like, you know, we won't miss you, like, just, like, some goofiness. Well, those balloons were sitting in there for almost a couple weeks, and so some people were pranking, they were all getting them up, so they put all the balloons in my car, and I didn't know until the end of the day, so I'm getting, like, a bag to shove them all and put them in Sarah's room, because, like, she was gone on vacation, and while I'm doing that, I see a girl pull up in her white car, and I'm just like, who is
this car? Yeah. 2004.
I was like, who is this blonde chick? And then I didn't realize that you were like, I thought you were like somebody for like one of the TV shows or whatever. I didn't realize you were actually like applying for the job. And so I'm like, I'm just nonchalantly shoving balloons in a bag outside. She's probably like, who is this lady? But I'm glad you didn't notice me.
I didn't notice you. I think I was so scared. I was like, just be cool.
Yeah, no.
Don't be awkward in the interview.
That's valid.
I paid attention to anything.
And then, like, I think when you left or, like, the first day, you were just so quiet. I don't even think I saw your face. I heard you walk by my office and you're like, hi, I'm Olivia. And I was just like, hi.
I was so scared. I don't know. I'm always scared on the first day, and I didn't know how you guys would react to me coming. So I was like, oh, hi.
Yeah. I was going to say, but how long has it been? Like, how long have we known each other? Because that was this past summer. So it was, when did you get hired up?
It was in mid-July, so.
Yeah. Okay.
About 6-7 months. It just doesn't feel like that.
I know. It feels like it's been longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the funny part about this, which I finally told Olivia, because Dave was telling me the first day I should tell you, and I'm like, no. I need to get to know this girl. But so a lot of the people that our boss interviewed and stuff, we really didn't get to like see them or meet them, and they just sometimes show us pictures or whatever. So he showed a picture of you, and now I am bad at reading people. So like my best friend Catherine, who's our co-host on this, she will talk about when we first met, I thought she was a bitch because she had a resting bitch face, and I didn't think we were gonna be friends, and it just turned out she was just a quiet, sweet person. And so for you, when I saw your picture, I was like, ooh, she looks like she's a mean sorority girl. Like, I was just like, I'm not getting the vibe here.
You're like, I don't know about this. Are we sure we want
to? But I was like, you know, I mean, if the talent is there, yeah, cool, maybe let's just see where this goes. And then it became like the complete opposite. You were, like, very sweet and quiet, and you laugh at fart jokes, which cracks me up, so.
I'm glad you didn't tell me, because when I first came, I think I would have been even more scared. I'm like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, it was weird for me, because, you know, when I got hired, nobody else was getting hired on, so I was a newbie for, like, quite a long time. So I was like, oh, gosh, new people? I'm kind of scared. But, yeah. So, Bree. Ours goes back a little bit further.
Yeah, I think circa 2020,
I think it was
2021, 2022.
What did you intern in the spring? Because then it would be 2022, I think.
Yeah, it was spring. So yeah, spring of 2022. Mm-hmm. I was an intern, and I was in college, and I needed an internship, so I ended up at Wrigley. And I didn't meet you guys for a while, because I spent like my first half working with the production guys, and then I switched over to the editing girls. And, like, didn't talk to Courtney, like, at all. Like, I think I maybe shared two words when I first started.
Like, some words.
time where I decided to sit with you to shadow you. And it was a day where she was literally just looking for music. And I was like, in my head, I was like, why did I sit here?
Okay.
I wish I did not sit here.
Well, to be fair, to give context for people, I think I've mentioned this before. We work in a production company, and sometimes when you're an assistant editor, you have to do boring tasks, like look for music for a show. And so I was like, oh shit, the intern's gonna be watching me. Like, it was one of those I wanted to avoid, because, like, I'm terrible at meeting new people, especially if I'm like, I don't know if they're ever gonna work there and stuff. And I'm just like, what do I do? And I'm like, do I need to talk to them while I'm looking at music? It was awkward.
So awkward. And I was like, I wish I had sat with Carrie instead. She was literally right behind you. But so, yeah. And then, honestly, I don't even remember when we got, like, closer. It kind of was just like, at one point we weren't, then at one point we were.
Well, I think it was, so after that, Carrie and Sarah were pretty good with trying to keep, like, in contact with you with the group chat. So, like, mm-hmm. I remember you, me, and Carrie went out to get pizza that one time. And then we went to Grey Goose with Sarah as well and met up with you. And it's not that I didn't want to get to know you. It's just, like, I'm so awkward. And, like, since you didn't work with us, I was like, what questions can I ask her? Like, how is life? How is finding a job after college? I was like, I don't know. Yeah. And then I don't think it was until you actually, like, started working here, you realized, like, I'm actually not quiet. I'm kind of loud and obnoxious when I get to know people well. Yeah. It's just kind of, that's just kind of my, what is it called, front? Or, like, when I don't know people well, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, Courtney-isms or, like, all the crazy stuff.
You have to see if they can handle it first.
I feel that, too.
Before you introduce the crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it went from, like, I think this girl is so quiet and so reserved to, like, oh my gosh, okay. Preface this by saying I have speech impediment, so sometimes I stutter, as you can see. You're the funniest person I've ever met. Damn, that's hard to say. Funniest person I've ever met. There we go. This is why I do behind the scenes work.
Yeah.
This is why I don't like being on camera.
Hey, well, we're not on camera, we're just speaking. But yeah, I totally get it. Yeah, which I just think that's funny because, like, I don't know. I've used to just do goofy stuff with my parents, but I guess they were all just goofy that no one really laughed or reacted too much. So, like, this past year, like, when I'd say dumb shit, I don't even mean to. It's just not... It's like, what was it? Your mouth works before your brain does.
Yeah.
And that's how I am. And then, like, when you guys just start laughing your asses off, I'm like, is this really funny? I was like, I don't know, man.
I feel like you don't catch it sometimes if you say something wrong.
Yeah. Like, when we explain what we've heard, then you're like, oh.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, should that be the next thing we dive into? I think on this podcast, I've mentioned to you guys a few times, I've mentioned the word Courtney-ism, but I don't think anyone actually understands exactly the level of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we can get into it.
Do you have the list?
I have the list. Let's dive right in. So do they know, like, what we mean by Courtney-ism?
I think I've explained this, but to give context, and you guys can add in, because I don't know if I'm going to explain this as well. Like I said, I speak before I think. So there could be common phrases that everybody use, but my mind, I'm going to use a different word that's not actually the right phrase. Like, let's say when I was dating my ex, we were watching a show or a movie, and Mark Ruffalo is in it. I straight up said, oh, Mark Buffalo? And it's just like, huh? So, yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then some are just unhinged, too. They're just random comments like, what was it, the I'll sneeze and be 40?
Yeah, like, I was like, half of the list is like when you say the wrong word in a popular known phrase, mm-hmm. and the other half is just like random shit you've just said.
Mm-hmm. My favorite was the one where you said breathing in some good H2O. Because it took me a little bit to understand what you meant, and I was like, oh. That was so good.
Breathing in that H2O. My favorite, I get to... There's one on here that, like, makes me laugh every time I see it. Where twinkling in numbers.
Dwindling in numbers.
Oh, the one that made me crack up, it wasn't necessarily Courtney-ism, but just something mm-hmm. that funny that you said.
Yeah.
When our coworker Carrie was like, what would you do if you didn't have TikTok? You're like, I don't know, probably read a book. And it was just, I don't know why, it's just so funny.
How many are on our list?
Dude, I'm so mad that I did bullet instead of numbers.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had did numbers.
You didn't know the full number. Yeah.
But yeah, there's... You want me to just read some of these?
Yeah, just go for it.
Okay. So, spit in the can, obviously.
Shooting the shit. That's
Courtney Burns of shooting the shit. Down the bus.
What is that supposed to actually mean?
Supposed to be like you threw me under the
under
bus.
Under the bus, okay,
but
that's...
you said down the bus. Down the bus. And then, to the sweat drop down my pits. Which, if you guys know, to the window to the wall, that's not the word.
Sometimes they're so far off, I don't even know what she's trying to say.
Yeah, it's like, wait a second.
Well, sometimes so I know the words, so I'm kind of thrown off that I even said that myself. I was like, yeah. Is this real?
Yeah, there's just... Oh, okay, my favorite one is... So, Court was trying to say, I'm off my soapbox. But what she said was, I'm off my couch. No, wait, I meant I'm off my sofa. Corrected yourself.
Said it twice.
It was still wrong. You were like, you mean soapbox?
I really thought I was saving myself there.
Oh yeah, this one. I'm just a crackhead in general. That just describes your whole personality.
And Lila too. She hops in the vibe.
Those are some of my favorite Courtney-isms. The list, there's like probably like 30 on there.
Yeah, just too many.
And it's ever growing.
But I just think it's funny that you guys like decided to keep count and just like chart them down. Yeah. That's just what cracks me up though.
And we're gonna put it into a book. And make like a little
coffee table book.
Yeah.
There's just too many good ones. You know? We have to keep track.
Yeah.
So a little bit off topic. Similar to that, like, that was funny. Crazy. But this is something really small, and if you guys don't have any input to give, it's all good. So normally when I have my friends on here, everybody kind of talks about, like, their career a little bit and things like that, and I know you guys are kind of, like, in the beginning of your careers in the media world, but, you know, I know, Brie, you got your master's, and Olivia, you know, you had some experience with your school and stuff. I guess if somebody was listening to this, what kind of advice would you potentially give somebody trying to go into the media career? Because I know sometimes it's scary when you go to college and they're like, you can never be an editor, you're never going to, like, make it, or, like, you know, produce or direct, you know, things like that.
Well, you want to go? Oh, no, you
got it.
I had something locked and loaded. I don't know. I feel like throughout college, I was, like, a double art major, so I just got crapped on the whole time, because it was like, oh, you're an art major, like, all your classes are easy, and I was working so hard, I got, like, a 4.0, I was trying so hard, and I mostly just received, like, oh, it's because your classes are easy, when I was putting in so much work. So I feel like you just have to be used to the fact that art careers and editing or anything like that in the creative field, they're going to look down on you.
Yeah.
Some people always will. So I feel like trying to ignore that the best you can, even though it's really annoying. I just feel like I got a lot of backlash for that career choice.
And when you say art, like, I know your major, isn't it called digital?
Yeah, I did digital media design, and then I did dance.
Dance, but that's considered art.
Yeah.
It's under the College of... Okay.
It was College of Fine Arts. But I loved art school. I loved the people there. So I feel like that made up for it. I liked everyone I was around.
Yeah.
And they appreciated it, at least the professors I had. But I feel like once you get in the real world, there are a lot of jobs that you can find.
Oh, so. Yeah. And especially a lot of people... Not that I'm, like, promoting this, but I feel like if you can't find a way, you can always start your own. But what is it? Freelancing. There's so many opportunities for that as well.
Yep.
And I did that for a while before I got a job. I was doing, like, design and photography on the side to get some money. And, like, I feel like people always need that for their companies.
Oh, yeah. And wedding videos, too.
Oh, yeah. So there's a lot you can do on your own if you even want to go the freelance route.
Yeah.
I want to add to what you said about the backlash. It's like, it's so funny that people, like, look down on people who want to major in, like, film or art. And it's like, okay, well, did you watch TV this morning before you came to work?
Right?
That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Yeah, what shows do you laugh
it's
at?
Like, yeah, like, did you go to the movies? Okay. I would definitely say never let anyone tell you can't do what you want to do. work hard. If you go to, well, I'm not gonna throw them down the bus like that. But if you go to college, do not, if you want to go specifically into film production,
oh, I think I know,
don't major in media arts and studies. What was yours again, Olivia?
Digital media design.
Yeah, do that one.
It's a good route.
You will learn what you're supposed to learn versus, like, that's practice versus theory. I needed the practice and all I got was theory. And I was like, how is it gonna help me?
Dude, you're not gonna get in trouble because I'm pretty sure one of my episodes I did shit it. Because really? I was for you guys to give context, I think I've talked about this a little bit. I was also a media arts major. Yeah, because I think our first podcast episode were like, college, is it necessary? And we talked shit. Because that's the one thing I was disappointed. The way they advertise the major is like, you're gonna get all this experience, there's gonna be some video classes and stuff like that. And no, the main things you're learning is freaking media law. The whole papers, the thesis, and not the actual experience. Yeah. So I feel like half of the time I was teaching myself how to use Premiere Pro for my YouTube channel. Versus Olivia, they create a new major under the College of Arts. Mm-hmm. And it's basically what we wanted to major in. But it just so happened to come late after we were already
right
in college.
After we left, they finally...
So if you were trying to get a minor in it, you'd get on the, what was it, the backlist? And yeah, it was really hard.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was a really good major for me, but... so many people wanted to do it and it was so new that I was like struggling to get in the class I wanted until I became like a senior.
Oh, really?
So it was just like really crowded and I'm like, we need to expand and like get more people involved. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely would say it was a good route for me.
Mm-hmm. Now I will have to, I'm like hopping in on what you guys said. When you all talked about like the backlash, I can't say I got that with a whole lot of strangers, but ironically, in college, I got that a lot with my friends. Like, friends that, well, not at UK, but friends that were going to different colleges and stuff. And, you know, granted, they had a heavier workload, but, you know, what was it? Media law, that's pretty hard, too, in general, coming up with, like, debates and things like that. And they'd be like, oh, well, you know, you don't have to study for anatomy and things like this. And you're like, dude, I know you can compare apples to peaches or orange, whatever that saying is.
Oh, on the list, apples to peaches.
We got one.
You guys heard it.
But yeah, like, I mean, I love them, but yeah, it just kind of hurt, especially, what was it, last year? These are a lot of people I don't see that often, but my friends from like high school, some of the guys stuff, we all had like a Friendsgiving, and some of them, when I explain what I'm doing, they're like, oh, so you just work on shows? Like, they just seem like, so, oh, you're not an engineer, and you're like, do I need to be an engineer? Mm-hmm. Like, and then there's this other person that I've met, they're an engineer, and they're like, dude, I wish I went through that career. You know, like, I think the whole moral of the story is people, like, and don't get me wrong, a paycheck, you want to make affordable living, but a lot of people go to college and they're finding careers that, like, are going to pay well, and I just want to go to the career that's going to make me happy. Like, I'm going to love what I do, you know?
Exactly.
I didn't want to be, I mean, not to say my parents are miserable. My dad enjoys his, and so does my mom, but, like, I didn't want to be in a career that I'm like, I hate this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this for, like, 30 years of my life or, you know, how many years. So, yeah, it does, like you said, it does shock me when people have so much backlash, and then it's like, okay, but you watch movies, but you watch TV. And I think the thing about that is, a lot of people now think that if you're not in LA or if you don't have any experience there, you're never going to make it, which isn't true because everything's changing. Like, some of the companies, they're growing production companies in Lexington, Georgia, what, New York, Florida. Yep. So it's like, it doesn't have to be LA. It could be, you know, anywhere else. But yeah, I thought that was really great advice. All right, back to some crackhead topics. We were talking about work, and we're talking about the Courtney-isms. So, if you guys haven't noticed yet, what are you whispering?
Sorry, so we just saw Lila with super paw through the door, like, trying to open it. I thought you were lying with someone to die.
I was trying to hold me, but I saw you laughing.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
No, you're good. I'm honestly surprised she hasn't started whining yet.
Oh. Look, there's her in the palm.
Oh. She wants to be included.
Yeah, sadly, she would be all over the snacks. But for you all's listeners, if you guys don't notice, one thing all three of us have in common, we're in our 20s. As Carrie would say, me and Bree are in our late 20s.
Yep.
And Olivia's in her, was she still early 20s?
22.
Or almost mid-20s? When you hit
23,
like, you'll be in your
mid-20s.
Mid is 23?
Yeah, it's 23, 24, 25.
Well, 23 is your early to mid.
Oh,
No. Yeah, your early mid.
It's just like, oh,
I hate that.
Oh, wait, did I say 30s? Early mid.
Your early 30s.
No. Yeah, that really stresses me out, but I guess that will be this year.
Yeah. But, so yeah, we're like technically the youngest at our company. And so one thing that some of our coworkers, especially Carrie, who's 12 years older than me, she doesn't understand. We make so many SpongeBob quotes at work. And I'm asking because, like, if you all understand. But, like, honestly, is it just a generational thing? Because, you know, there were so many shows growing up, Hannah Montana stuff. But why is it SpongeBob is the one that we always go back to? It's just the one we know so well. And you don't see the millennials, like, making inside jokes of, like, a TV show or something all the time.
I feel like, you know, I honestly don't know. I feel like it's because SpongeBob has been on for so long. It's like, and, like, they're still making episodes. But it came out since, what, 99?
Yeah, the year I was born.
LOL. And they're still making new ones. I just think there's just so much content to reference. And then there's literally a reference for everything.
Yeah.
Like, they're really, like, chocolate.
Yeah.
Wait, it's just... It's funny because, like, I don't, like, think about it until, like, the thing pops up. It's just, yeah, it is funny how, like, you're not even trying to, but, like, every scenario, you're like, wait, I can tie this to a SpongeBob episode. I don't know. I think the writers were on to something. They're like, man, we got a great show here.
Yeah.
It was also on, like, every morning. I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
So it was really hard to miss. Mm-hmm. And so just, like, watching so many episodes, I feel like I just have long-term memory of SpongeBob quotes.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, I guess it's in a sense, like, my dad, like, he watched Seinfeld, and that was always on all the time, that he can quote that, like, show from, like, the back of his... Is that a saying? I don't know.
Like, back of his hand?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I guess that's kind of like us, because, like, it makes sense what you said. If it's on, like, years and years, like, it's not like Hannah Montana, where that was on for a couple years, but then it went away. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still... Like, as they caught me when they walked into my apartment, I had SpongeBob on in the background. Okay, I'm guilty. But yeah, I just think that's so funny. I was like, is this a Gen Z thing? Or is this a Zillennials?
Yeah. So like the older Gen Z, younger millennials.
Yep.
Yeah, we have that in common.
Yeah, because I'm considered Gen Z, but I don't like to be considered Gen Z. There's a lot of things that I do that are very similar to millennial. She's like, please.
Gen Z is great in some ways.
Yeah, yeah. Some ways. Okay. So I want to switch topics to something a little bit more focused for Olivia, because I think you might would like to talk about this quite a lot. Taylor Swift.
Oh yes.
I want to
talk about it.
I want to know your thoughts, and then after this, we'll head to Bree's categories because I know she'll all be very invested in this. Cool. Okay. So what do you think Taylor Swift and what's his name? Travis. What's his last name?
Kelsey.
Do you think are they in game?
Oh, I don't know. See, I don't want to say because it seems good right now, but what if he just like turns on her? You know? Sorry, I don't trust guys. All of her boyfriends, I feel like some did some crappy stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to say, but I think they're really good together right now.
But honestly, not saying that I want this, but if they broke up, it would be like a banger Ariana Grande album.
She
you know, would
it'd be
so good.
Can you imagine the football puns?
Yeah, like? Or like a song specifically about like going to your football game or like just like, what like, would that? She'd be like in her
on the bleachers.
Yeah. She'd be in her anti-football era.
Yeah. No, I hope the best for them. I don't know with all that's happening. I hope it goes well. I feel like they work really well together. They have the same kind of vibe.
Well, yeah, because, like, he was jamming to her, like, at, like, the concert. He was, like, all invested in it. And I guess you don't really see a lot of guys, not saying her concerts are frou-frou-y, but when, like, very girly girl glitter, everything, like, you don't see guys being like, yeah, I'm here, like, I'm rocking with my, trading bracelets and stuff. Because isn't that the way he got her attention? He made a bracelet for her?
Yeah, he gave her, like, a bracelet and then asked her out.
That's kind of cute.
Well, he kind of, like, shouted her out, and then she's like, ooh, okay. Went after, so.
She's like, odd flex.
Yeah. I remember when they first got together, like, after all that, I saw this tweet that was like, one thing Taylor will do is see what happens or see where it goes. She's going to at least try it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like he's secure enough where he knows how big she is and all the people that support her, but he's not, like, overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So that's a good sign. Well,
I think it's also good that she found somebody like not in her. I mean, yes, he's known well, but not in her industry. Because what was it? She's gone through a couple guys who have been like Harry Styles. Who was that DJ? I thought they were in game. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really know their like relationship, but they looked cute as a couple. That I was like, oh, it has to be him. I can't think of what his name is. See, he's a DJ. Is it Calvin Harris?
DJ Khalid.
Yeah.
Khalid?
Yeah. DJ Khalid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Calvin Harris?
I think it might have been.
And I'm not saying this in a negative way. There's just been so many that I can't go. Which, I mean, good for her. You know?
Just guys. Guys are dumb. I'll say it. That's why I don't want to say they're in game, but you know, they have the signs.
Yeah. I mean, look at Ariana. I love Ariana. But, like, she got married. I thought this was it. She wrote a whole album about him. And then, like, mm-hmm. he's under divorce. Mm-hmm. And now she's dating someone else. I was like, okay.
Yeah, she...
Never know.
Bro, but she cracks me up. Sorry to get a little off topic. But she cracks me up, though, because... What was it? The song Yes And? Because she's basically just like, and? She literally stole that woman's man. And she left her with the baby. And she's like, what's your point?
And?
She's like...
I'm Ariana Grande.
Like, dude. But isn't it so weird how he looks like her brother? There's been so many pictures
I've seen that.
Compare the faces, and he looks like her brother. It's kind of weird.
He looks creepy.
Yeah, he looks like a creepy SpongeBob, because he played SpongeBob in the musical. Was it a musical?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
people are, like, concerned for her. They're like, what are you doing? Seeing videos of this man, and they're like, what did you see? What did you see in him?
You know, he's got a great personality.
Uh-huh.
Does he?
No,
I'm just, like, saying, like...
Get up with your wife.
Yeah, and then I've seen, like, things been leaking on TikTok where he's, like, talking about, oh, my wife, yeah, she's been so supportive through this whole musical process, and where everyone's been like, wah, 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 because, like, he's been, you know, cheating on her during the whole thing, like, jeez.
I want to say good things about him, but he just, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. But yeah. I feel like I'll always listen to her music.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, if the music
it's good.
Slaps, it slaps. What am I gonna do?
Yeah, you're
And is a bop.
you're like, and what do I know? Do I date men? No, I'm just gonna keep listening. Like, might just be a rumor.
When you think about that, her getting divorced in her song "Thank You Next,"
she's kind of like,
I'm gonna pull up the lyrics and just read it.
All good.
Hold on,
I'm just gonna take a sip of my Dr. Pepper.
You grab a.
Pretzel. It's so quiet, you can hear the.
I've been trying to eat a pretzel really quiet.
Oh, yeah, she says, one day I'll walk down the aisle, pointing to my mama. I'll be thanking my dad because she grew from the drama. Only want to do it once real bad. Go make that shit last. God forbid something happens. At least this song is a smash. So, like...
So, she was already kind of putting it out
there. She got married. Yeah, she got divorced, but the song is still a smash. So, at least she knew. I'm like, that's kind of genius of her.
Mm-hmm. We love that for her, even though we're not promoting cheating.
Don't cheat.
When women cheat, it's good. When men cheat, it's bad. I'm joking.
I mean... But yeah. So, a little back from topping off from Ariana Grande to Taylor Swift, I have one more question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, because everyone keeps saying that like she's brought some people, do you watch more of the NFL games because she's dating Travis?
I will have to say, I don't watch it more, because I would rather listen to her music than just, like, look for her on the TV. Oh,
yeah, and she's like, oh, he won! Let me give a kiss!
Yeah, I just feel like she's living her life, and people are... I feel like they overstep a lot, and I'm not saying watching her on TV is, but some people, like, stalk her and, like, only watch the game to see her, and I'm just like, bro, she has so many other videos and stuff to watch where she, like, shows her talent. She's just having a good time there, so.
Yeah, I was in the gym last Sunday, and I was just running on the treadmill. I see these two girls next to me, and they're sitting watching the football game. I guess it's the one where he won that they knew they were going to go to Super Bowl, and they're like, yeah! Yeah, and I'm like, why? Why? Okay, sorry, don't hate on me, guys, but yes, I'll watch football games when it comes to, like, my college school and things like that, but, like, I don't actually go seeking out, like, football games. I'm just not a sports person. So, like,
same.
I love Taylor Swift, but I'm not going to watch football because of her.
Yeah, I'm the same way. But I also don't understand when people get mad that she's on TV. I'm like, bro, she's just existing.
Yeah, because aren't the NFL's
fault. They're the ones that are using her.
Yeah, aren't the men getting mad about
that? Yeah, they boo her. And I'm like, bro, she's just showing up. She can't help that people are showing her on TV.
Yeah, like, are you mad that fans are watching their teams?
And it's just so funny because, like, the NFL, they're smart in what they're doing. They're using Swift to get clout, and it's working because more people are actually watching Chiefs games just because of her. Mm-hmm. Like, people on Twitter are actually live tweeting the games. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Now, I will say this. I think we talked about this on one of our walks, and I know that, obviously, I think she said, well, I mean, I don't even think she's been asked, but I think she's pretty, you know, she's so big that she doesn't even need to do it. But how ironic or iconic it would be if she performed the halftime show this year while Travis is playing. I mean, that's just my thoughts. Because they've already, no offense, I used to love Katy Perry, but she wasn't as big when she performed. So they had her, I love Coldplay, but I don't think they were that great for the Super Bowl. They had them, if they didn't have these people, Taylor Swift would kill it. It'd be like an Eras tour. It'd be like, bam, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I feel like she's trying to, like, anti. She's like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I feel like
I don't think she would.
Yeah, she doesn't want to put the attention on herself, feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, real question. And I think probably some stuff have already been out about this. I don't know. I just know people were talking about this. Do you think she's going to make it to the Super Bowl? Because the night before, she has a concert in Tokyo. And I don't know how long flights are, but they're, like, what, 12 hours or something like that?
Wait, so the night before, she has a, night before the Super Bowl, so like, our Saturday night, she has a concert in Tokyo?
I'm pretty sure. And how, I think it, how it works in Japan, they're already a day ahead of us, so technically she would have time to get back.
Mm-hmm.
I have a prediction that she will do the concert in 5 minutes, just kind of speed it up.
Really? All right.
She will fly.
I gotta get to my man.
She'll fly to the Super Bowl, and then she will actually play in the Super Bowl. She will wear a jersey, and she will score the touchdown.
She will play. Oh, you meant like actual playing.
That's my theory.
You had me for a second. I was like, okay, yeah.
5 minute concert, yeah, okay. And I think she's gonna win.
You just see Taylor Swift in a jersey, and she's kicking the ball, and you're like,
I mean, she can do anything.
No, I think she's dead. Like, as soon as she gets off stage, she's walking off stage straight onto a plane.
Yeah.
Well, I was curious, because I know their relationship is serious, but I was wondering, like, if her tour is, like, so serious, if she would be like, sorry, sweetheart, I'm not going to be able to be there, or she's like, I've got to be there. Because this isn't, if he won, this isn't the first time he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So technically, it's not a, I mean, it's a big deal, but it's not a huge deal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just another day for the Chiefs at this point.
Yeah.
I don't want them to win, though.
To be honest, don't judge me. I don't care for either team because I don't have an NFL team that I follow, so I'm like, whoever wins, wins.
The teams I was going for are out, so now I don't care.
Who are you?
I wanted the Ravens to win because Lamar Jackson played for U of L, so I was like, Kentucky.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm
close.
Yeah, I'm gonna root for him. Yeah, but Chiefs beat them, so whatever.
You're like, fuck the Chiefs. Honestly. All right, so off on sports. Now, this is a juicy topic for Brie, the Oscars. Is it the Oscars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I always get confused with the Emmys and the Grammys, but it's the Oscars that's coming up.
Yeah, which tonight is the Grammys. Yeah.
Fuck the Grammys. I'm sorry.
She gets a whole thing.
I do a guess, and I'm like, oh, fuck them. Well, because I've had a podcast episode on it here, and we talked about it. We call them the Scammies because they have done BTS dirty for 2 years in a row. So that's my two cents.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, they always get them to come and perform. So I was like, okay. But yeah, so what was it? When did the nominations come out a while ago? We had some beef.
A week or so ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dive right in?
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
I'll hop on your dive.
I'm just going to start with the biggest thing.
Okay.
Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig getting snubbed for nominations for Best Actress and Best Director. what was it? Who was it that said, was it America Ferrera that said she, Greta Gerwig did everything she needed to do as a director to get nominated and did get nominated, I think. And now I'm going to preface by saying I haven't watched a lot of the Oscar nominated movies this year.
Same.
But, like, I don't know, Barbie was just such a, like, culturally iconic moment. Like, it was the biggest movie of the year. Like, let's be honest, it was. It, she was the first female director to make $1 billion. Like,
yeah.
Barbie was everywhere. And for it to, I mean, like, I'm happy for America Ferrera. I'm happy for Ryan Gosling. I'm happy that it got all the noms that it did. What was it? It got, like, hair and makeup.
Yeah, and the hair and
makeup. Best picture.
And then, isn't it best song?
Yeah.
Is the I'm Just Kin.
Which, I don't think that's Joanne.
Of course,
I'll come back to that one.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one
like,
in a second.
And then, like, I'm not saying any of the other actresses that are nominated for Best Actress should not be nominated, because, like, I have seen movies, so they probably did amazing. I've heard things about them, about some nominations, their movies they did, like, Oscar-worthy performances. I'm not saying they shouldn't get nominated, but just everyone else getting nominated and not Barbie herself. I don't know, it's just...
Cue the Man by Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, here's my thing. And I'm not that I ever thought the Oscars was any of them. The Grammys, all that, like, just the judging, I just don't fucking understand it. Excuse my language, but I've cussed on here many episodes, so it should not shock anybody. It comes out of my mouth. But I just don't get it because, like, what was her name? America Ferrera. I get why she was nominated. That's great, because I think she was a really awesome supporting actor. And I love Ryan Gosling. And I know he really wants... Because he's never won an Oscar yet, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
But my thing is, his character was great, but his character was a joke. It was just supposed to, like, honestly just support Barbie.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't get how it got picked over Barbie. Because she goes through, like, you know, her whole sad era and her whole, like, growth in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
And you pick, like, the side character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, and that's all...
And this sounds bad. I mean, we're all women, like, shitting on men. But, like, to be... I mean, our fair, valid argument we're trying to make is this was a girls' movie. It was supposed to spotlight the women.
Yeah.
And then the one woman and the girl who directed it who kicked ass. And it was what? Almost like... I mean, not... But, like, everyone said, like, the number one movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, so good. But they both, like, don't get nominated.
Yeah.
That's what doesn't make sense. And kind of like what somebody else we work with said, it doesn't make sense how the movie gets nominated. Because what was the category the movie's nominated?
It nominated for Best Picture. Yeah.
But then yet the director who made it doesn't get nominated. Now I don't know how that whole thing works. Because I think that's happened to other movies before.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't get it. I was like, this math ain't adding up. It's not girl
math.
It's not making sense.
Yeah.
I liked, was it Ryan Gosling that said something, like, responding
to
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
I liked his response, like, giving them a shout-out for the work and being like, they deserved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, isn't it even, what was it, the Golden Globes? He kind of, like, he won something, but he didn't go up there, did he?
When,
he kind of, like, sit there, he's like,
when I'm Just Ken won over What Was I Made For, he just looked really confused, like, what?
Yeah.
Really?
And that's what shocks me, because, like, Billie Eilish's song... Like, it's really good. It hits the purpose. And then I'm Just Kim was just a silly soundtrack. And the fact that it's getting nominated, you're just like, I don't get it.
And it's like What Was I Made For and Dance the Night have both been like...
I love that
they're
one.
On like, they were both on the radio, like, just all over the place. And like...
Yeah, did you hear
I
Just Kim on the radio?
Just Kim other than in the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for it to be getting all this recognition.
I don't get it, man.
Yeah.
So that's all the beef we got. I mean, to be fair, I want to say, besides some horror movies I saw this year, Barbie was, like, the number one movie I saw. And I get how some people, like, my parents' generation, my mom really appreciated, like, the whole flashback of, like, our childhood, like, how she got Barbie for us. But she didn't like how, for first of all, my mom's not big in movies, so she doesn't really understand concepts. But, like, the whole, it was happiness, and then, like, the sadness and the crazy thing, it kind of, she couldn't, like, catch up.
Mm-hmm.
I get some people have that beef about the movie, but it's just, like, it's a, what's her name? I know her name, but the director, what's her name?
Greta Gerwig.
It's a Greta Gerwig movie. I mean, all of her movies are kind of like that. I mean, Lady Bird and all the things.
Little
so it's just like, what are you expecting?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's just our two cents. But on to that next topic related to the Oscars, what did we finally see? The movie?
Me Girls.
The musical.
The musical, the movie, the musical. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Olivia was sick.
She was sick. She had to miss it.
So I will be listening to this part.
Yeah,
we're not exactly sure what happened.
We promise we won't give spoilers away.
So can I get on my sofa for a second about it?
Yeah.
I hate how people were like going to the movies and then when they hear singing and see dancing and then they're like, oh, this is a musical, as if, now granted they didn't say like Mean Girls the musical in theaters now, but like if you watch the trailer, they're in a hallway lined with grass and like there's confetti and they're dancing and doing all the dance numbers. Like, how did you not know it's gonna be a musical?
Like, and I don't get why musicals are hated. Like,
yeah,
I've always liked musicals. I never understood why that's looked down on.
Yeah, musicals are so fun.
If you just start breaking into song and dancing, I'm like, okay, yeah. Go on.
Well, to be fair, as I'm not a always musical lover, I will say,
a musical hater.
I will say it just depends on like the topics. Like Les Mis, I had people who are like, I love that. I got on that. I'm like, it is so boring. You've lost me. I'm gone. Like those ones I can't get into, or like I haven't watched Hamilton at all, but I guess I don't understand. I know she's gasping. I don't understand the hype. But then when I saw The Greatest Showman, love that. Then I was like, okay, this I can get into. I can understand this. So I think for some people, it just depends on what the topic of the musical is. And to be fair, I didn't know that Mean Girls even had a musical.
Mm-hmm.
So when I watched the trailer, I knew it was a musical, but I think it's when you guys showed me those Walmart commercials where they brought the Mean Girls back. Mm-hmm. I was confused with that. I was like, are they doing a recreation of like an updated Mean Girls? Mm-hmm. So that's where I could understand where people were like kind of confused.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, but it was, I don't know. I just, and it's like, if you hate musicals, which I force you to go with us, that's fine. But like,
I really did enjoy it.
Yeah,
so.
like if you hate musicals, okay, that's fine. Don't go see the movie. But like, don't purchase a ticket.
Yeah.
Spend your money to go see
and
the
be
movie
like, this
and
sucks.
Then groan when they're singing when you knew it was going to be a musical.
Yeah, didn't you say you saw like a TikTok that like people were reacting into the
video
or something?
Yeah, I was like, why'd you? I mean, if you're mad, whatever. They already got your money. So, like, that's on you. Like, this sucks for you.
Yeah. But it was pretty good. I will say, I mean, I think she still did a good job, but it did kind of shock me when I saw TikToks and I was like, oh, they have a valid point. I don't remember her real name. The girl who played, the main character, not
like
the
Katie
main one. Katie.
Or Regina.
Katie.
Like Katie and Gowrie. Gory?
Yes. Well, first of all, I didn't know she could even sing,
mm-hmm.
so I was shocked that she was in it. But then I saw people there showing the scenes of the people who played Katie in the musical, like live on Broadway,
mm-hmm.
versus her. And I'm like, yeah, I don't get that. Why did they grab like people like, what was it? Her friend, who's Katie's friend? The woman?
Janice.
Mm-hmm. Her voice, amazing, even better than Katie's, but yet they can't pick someone of a great singer for Katie. That's what kind of threw me off a little bit. Because the girl who played Regina killed
it.
And then Janet's character, awesome.
Yeah.
You were just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
I will say, I didn't hate Ngari's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I've been listening to the soundtrack since we saw the movie. So
yeah, she's seen
gonna
it
be
two
my
times
top,
already.
I have seen it two times. It's going to be my top five for Spotify rap too. But like, like, I mean, her voice is nice. It's not bad. But, like,
yeah.
to pair her with powerhouses like Renee Rapp. And
you're just like, they're doing
Ali
her dirty.
And Jacquel, who played Damien, who's also on Broadway. Like, mm-hmm. their voices are such powerhouses that it kind of, like, overshadows her a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the, I promise, Olivia, this isn't going to be a spoiler. It was just funny because Karen just laughing so hardcore. So, what was the scene? It was like, what, with the PE teacher?
Oh, and when Carrie busted out laughing, she was
yes,
the only
and,
one
and
in
people,
theater to
people
laugh.
People were, like, silent.
Dude, so, Katie was asking to go to
the restroom.
This is a big spoiler, so.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to know.
And the PE teacher was like, well, you need this hall pass that's a sperm well.
What?
And our coworker Carrie goes, bah! And mind you, this theater is dead silent. And she lets out this cackle. It is so funny.
Oh, that's so good.
I think that, for me, even though I love, like, the songs and everything, I think that was the highlight of the movie. Yeah. Just
the cackle. The highlight of the movie
Well, because he didn't do, like, any of the bits of, like, you know, if you have sex, you'll, what was it, you'll get pregnant and die.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't do any of that. So when they brought up the sperm whale, I was like, what is this?
That's disappointing. I really liked those scenes. But I guess that doesn't make it funny.
And then the other, I'm trying to think of some of the funny parts. The other funny part that really cracked me up is, I think, the scene where she's throwing the art back at Katie, and they're aren't they like leaving on like a little grandma cart or something like that?
Oh yes.
Wait, what? They're not in a car.
Okay, now this one is kind of a spoiler. So do you want us to?
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so when they're like, you know, in the original Mean Girls, when like she's like, "You dirty little liar," mm-hmm. and they had their fight, and Damien's driving the car,
and Damien's like, "Oh, I picked your back."
Yeah. Well, in the Mean Girls remake, Damien is riding on his grandma's like scooter,
like the one
like a little wheelchair scooter, and it's the fun, and like as they're yelling, he's just doing circles in the back. It's just so funny.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what threw me off, because like musicals, I know they're usually serious in songs, and then when I saw that, I was like, bro, what is this? Is this a comedy musical?
Definitely camp.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other like funny things that are just so like not needed, but they're pretty funny. Yeah. Oh, what's her name? Who played the girl who's always like, "And the weather today, guys, is very Karen. Karen's character. Karen's the actress who played her cracked me up. Her faces.
Dude, she always just looks so, like, she played her so well. She always just looks so lost, but also,
she was kinda like,
shocked at the same time.
Like, the stone, the stone face. But, like, what was her lips? She was just kinda like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I need to see it now. No, I really
and it's so funny
because,
like, the actress that plays her, like, currently goes, like, Columbia. So she's, like, a scholar, and she's playing this dumb
girl. Oh, yeah.
I've also watched all their interviews, so I know everything about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was about to say, you're a big fan of Renee Rapp, aren't you?
Yes. That girl can sing her butt off.
Which, to be honest, I didn't know anything about her. So, like, before this movie came out, Brie, we give each other sometimes song recommendations, and you recommended her album to me. Mm-hmm. And I never heard of her, so I was like, who is this girl? How is she finding this? And I didn't realize that she was Regina on Broadway. And I'm like, oh, because now, all of a sudden, since the movie, she's popped off. Like, she's big.
Yeah.
And if you didn't see the movie, you're like, who is this chick? Where did she come from? Where is her fame from? But yeah, so if you had to, sorry, I know this is excluding you, Olivia, but if you had to rate the movie musical, what would you get? I feel like you're going to be 10 out of 10.
I have a Letterboxd, and I rated it a 5 out of 5. It was perfect to me. Not everyone's going to feel that way, but it was perfect to me. There was nothing they could have did to make that movie better for me.
I'd give it a 3.75.
Since the girl has seen it.
I've never seen it, but that's just what I assume.
Yeah, but also, Mean Girls, the original, is one of my favorite movies of all time. Actually, not even one of. My favorite movie of all time.
Well,
I think that's just why I love remakes so much.
I guess I should have asked this instead. Not how you rate the movie. Which one would you choose? The original or the musical? Which one's your favorite? I have to do that.
I think I have to go original. Because, you know, it's my favorite movie for my entire life.
So
I've never
references.
Known a world that has been pre Mean Girls. Like, it's always been
Mean Girls.
So yeah, I gotta go OG.
Yeah, we were.
I could quote that movie. I quote like 90% of that movie.
As you should. It's just so iconic.
Yeah.
What is the one? Oh, Glen Coco. I always say that just randomly.
I always say that wrong. Like, I know where he's like. And none for Gretchen Wieners, but sometimes, I don't know if you guys caught me at work, I say, none for you, Glen Coco.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know where the brain goes there, but I just like the name, so I just say it.
None for you, Glen Coco. You don't go, Glen Coco.
Oh. But that also cracked me off. Cracked me up.
Cracked me off? Another one that's going on the list.
See, I don't do this with Catherine. I feel like it's just when I'm with you guys, just the vibe is different.
You're
just
more
like,
comfortable and it just comes out.
Well, as I told you guys this, well, we also laughed about this, and you guys will probably know, since if you click on this episode, we're naming this episode Three Girls, One Brain Cell, because yes. That's honestly how we operate. It's pretty funny. No, but when you were shitting on Olivia, when she was like, I give it a 3.7 something, you're like, the girl who hasn't seen it, I was like, it made me think of Brie when we made Oreo balls, and this is the girl who doesn't like Oreos, but she likes the Oreo flavor, and she was judging the Oreo balls.
Okay, in my defense, I didn't hate yours, Courtney. It was Courtney's that I was judging, quote unquote. I didn't hate it. I just said I liked Olivia's more because it was just more subtle.
Yeah.
I just love that you gave it a ranking. You're like, well, I'm not really an Oreo person. I'm like,
yeah, that was funny because at first we didn't know. So when you're like, I'll try them. And then you're like, I'm not an Oreo person. We're like, fuck.
Why'd you eat it? I don't know. I like cookies and cream ice cream, cookies and cream milkshakes. I thought it was going to be like that.
See,
no, it was like an Oreo in my mouth. I was like, oh. Okay.
I'm glad I took a second thought because, so for the listeners, we have snacks, we have cheese sticks and pretzels and drinks. But at first I was thinking about getting Oreos and I totally forgot that you didn't like Oreos. So I'm kind of glad I didn't do that. You'd be like, yes, what is this? You. Not it, man. But yeah, so those are a bunch of topics. So I don't know if we wanted to talk about this one or not. You mentioned this, you're like, oh, maybe we could talk about this. This is so random. But I guess this is like, you know, when you get guests on, you like ask, what would you want? But we were talking about superpowers a while ago. If you were able to have a superpower, what would that be? And no, we're not talking about the work-related ones.
Yeah, like actual, like...
That's what I Superman, originally thought.
Superman
I was like,
time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I know this is like so random and like out of left field, but it just made me think of when we were talking about earlier during the week.
I really, I always thought flying, just so I can just, I feel like that'd be so fun. And then I could like show off and be like, ooh, look at me. But I feel like I want to have where you can move stuff with your mind.
Oh.
Like
yep.
Telekinesis.
Telekinesis.
I want to be able to do that. That would be so cool. Because I just always want to grab stuff without moving.
Same. Like, it's like my phone's over there. I'm like, oh, my phone's way over there.
No, I got to bring it over
to
myself.
I got
to
get up. It's
so
okay.
Far away. Yeah, I would love that, to move stuff with my mind.
Yeah, I agree. That one. And everyone who knows me knows that I hate driving. Even like 5 minutes away. Oh, you don't know this?
No.
I
was about to say, that. Are you talking about teleporting? Because
I
want to
teleport
that too.
So I could get to work in 1 second instead of having to get in my car and drive all the way there.
But no, honest answer, I didn't know that you hate driving.
Oh, I say it all the time. Yes, I hate driving a lot.
I know you had like road rage, but...
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Okay, it's
why.
Calmed down a little bit. But yeah, no, I don't know. I like being on the road with people, and then it takes so long to get places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't like being in the car. I just want to get there. You know what I mean? And then also, if I can teleport, I could like
get
so much more sleep.
Well, dude, also think about this. You wouldn't have to pay for flights. You'd be like, oh, I want to go to Spain.
Nope. Your flights. Nope. More
I'm there.
For gas.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Don't have to pay for PTO traveling. You're like, I'm back,
yeah.
You guys. Yeah, you look.
Go after work.
Yeah.
What if you're at work and they're like, oh, I really wish I had this from Spain. Like, got it.
I can go to the beach for a few hours and come back, go to work the next day.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I totally get that. That was one of my ideas. And this is going to, I mean, I know people probably won't pick this one, but hear me out. I feel like I have a valid reason, but I would love to read minds. Now, I wouldn't want to all the time. Only because I hate it when you're talking to people like, examples like exes or people like that, when like you don't know, like they'll say one thing but they mean the other. So I wish you could hear. So like they're like, yeah, I love that, and you hear, I absolutely fuck it, and you're like, son of a bitch, like you're lying to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just not sometimes well with reading people, so I feel like having that would be so helpful.
I gotcha.
But no, I would, the traveling one would definitely be number one. It'd be so beneficial because I'm like you, driving sometimes, like visiting my parents for having to drive for an hour, or going to like London, Kentucky for diving. It's just like, ugh, I gotta travel.
Yeah.
It's draining.
Yeah.
Especially, I feel like after an hour, I'm like, okay, let's be there.
Yeah.
Let's be there.
Yeah, and that's me dreading like in a couple months for this bachelorette party and like wedding. I'm gonna be driving like 3 hours just to go to one, and I'm like, ugh. And by myself too, I'm like, oh, this is kind of scary. But yeah. Okay.
I have another quick question. Since we're on topic of superpowers. you know, the Avatar The Last Airbender hero just dropped. So if you guys could bend any element, what would you want to bend?
That's hard. I need to think about that.
Yeah, give me a few minutes.
Yes. For me, I'm torn between water and fire.
I like fire, but I just feel like it's so powerful. I would not want to have that ability. I'd be like, especially if I got mad, I'd be like, I wouldn't trust myself with that.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm trying to think what Aang does with his airbending. Because
Yeah, airbending is pretty... I mean, wind is strong. I mean, look at tornadoes.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can fly. I mean, you could fly with, honestly, any element, probably except water.
Yeah, I don't think I would really want earth, because it's just rocks.
Yeah.
I'm careless about that.
But with earth, you could lava bend. That's like a sub element of earth.
Oh, true. I think I'm moving more towards water. But I would either want to airbend or water, because not only does she water, but she learned, even though it's kind of disturbing, the whole how to blood bending. How you can move, like,
ooh,
you.
What?
Yeah. Have you seen the Avatar?
You ever seen Avatar Last Airbender?
I'm not cultured.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I just got cultured, what was it, this past year? I just watched it because Brie was like, you need to watch it.
You're welcome.
But yeah, so there's like a episode, I mean... yeah, she basically can just control them by, like, moving the blood in their body.
I don't like that.
I know, it sounds weird, but, like, it's not as weird in the movie, or the show, as it seems.
Yeah.
But I guess that would be a plus, so you can not only waterbend, you could be like, you sit down.
Yeah.
That's
or,
true.
Like, I'd be like, if someone's trying to kill you, you could just be like, and then just frozen in place.
Yeah. But also, the perks about, I guess, firebending is, like, let's say if you're in, like, a cold place, you could... create fire, because water, it'd just be like frozen.
Lightning.
But I did love the scene. What was it when she's fighting? When they're fighting, what is his sister? Zuko.
Zuko. No. His sister is Azula.
Zula.
Yeah.
And like she freezes the water, and then she's in it, and she's like, does the hand thing. That's cool. So yeah. I kind of like that.
I just realized you guys weren't talking about the blue people. I get so excited.
I made sure to even add The Last Airbender to.
Yeah, no. I just thought it was like a movie.
I mean, in her defense.
Talking about Nickelodeon here.
In her defense, the blue people, they have a second movie and it is about water.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So it seems like they are, because I don't know how the next two big Avatar movies are going to be, but it seems like they are going to different people, different like cultures like that. Yeah. So.
I'd say I like fire. Maybe that.
I can see you bending fire.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
you're
welcome. Yeah, girl power. All right, so I think this is probably going to be one of our last topics, and I'm discussing this one because you guys have so much style in The Office, I just don't understand it, bro. But, okay. she pushed her hair back, she's like...
so much.
Okay, in our thriving mid-young 20s or late 20s... Do y'all have any recommendations, like, fashion tips? Like, how to get clothes cheap but style? Like, I mean, stylish, though. Like, how to, what is the saying? Like, how to ball on a budget?
Yeah. I feel
ball
like...
on a budget. Nobody is too good to shop in stores like Ross.
Yes.
Or, like, Marshalls or TJ Maxx or, like, Charlotte Russe. Like,
I love
stuff like that.
Yeah, Target. Target. I love Shein, even though they're a little bit sketch with
who they are.
I love them too.
Yeah, this is from Shein. I think this might be too. I think my whole outfit is from them. So I'm a fan. And it's really cheap. And some of their stuff does last a long time and it's pretty inexpensive. So I feel like that's a good place to look if you're on a budget.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Not that we're trying to promote, what is it called?
Slave labor?
Yeah, labor, but...
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
They have cute clothes, so it's like,
Like, I bought from there until I learned about it. Then I was like, okay, I'll stop shopping here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of stores that... Well, even, like... I mean, I haven't really gone a lot to, like, find stuff, but... I used to also sell clothes here, too. What is it called? Plato's Closet.
Yeah,
sometimes they're pretty good with like keeping up to date. And there's a one in Lexington. I think it's called Uptown Lexington, they kind of do the same thing. Because it's cool. They'll make Instagram posts where they'll, like, find outfits that are similar. But it's so hard because I'm terrible at searching through those. Because it's not like if you find a pantry, like, you can find multiple. It's just, like, you find one pair, you just hope that it fits your, you know, your size.
Yeah, so. I love, like, Ross and Marshall's because it's inexpensive. But you can find, like, really cute stuff. You're like, ooh, $5 shirt. And then you just wear it all the time.
With other stuff,
Yeah, because I was gonna say, like, you guys dress up, like, just so well every day. I'm over here, like, jeans and t-shirts and stuff. But I guess I wanted to ask, like, how do you all, like, get inspiration to, like, try different styles and things like that? Because, like, knowing me, being a private school girl for 12 years, all I had to wear was skirts and a uniform. And then when I got to college, I was like, I had to dress myself? This is weird. I don't know. Sweatpants and t-shirts. Like, I don't know. Do you guys just always, like, try it, see something on a model and you're like, you know what, I want to try that style and just see if it works? Because I get second, is it second embarrassment? Or I get afraid. Yeah, well, no, that's being embarrassed for someone. I guess I get embarrassed that I think it looks cute on me, but I'm too afraid to wear it in public because I'm like, this is different. This is not what I normally look like. Are people going to laugh or they're going to think it's dumb?
No, and if they do, screw them. Just give them the middle finger.
Well, I mean, do you have, like, any advice, like, if someone's trying to try new styles, like, how to branch out or how to,
yeah, you know? I would say experiment with different things. What I've been doing recently, especially the past 2 weeks, is, you know, now that I'm getting a steady paycheck, and can do this, I'm, like, starting to buy things that I wouldn't normally wear and just, like, trying it out. And try to step out of my comfort zone that way. And then just, like, or, like, you can take a style that you already are comfortable with and love and then just enhance that. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know how you said you wear jeans and a t-shirt every day? Add, like, a jacket or, like, a, what is this?
Or, like, more like a fancier top or something.
Keep it unbuttoned. Flannel over it. Add some jewelry. Jewelry can enhance any outfit. Yes. So, like, just add some jewelry. So, like, so you're comfortable and you're something that's familiar to you, but you're just enhancing it a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like I did that. Because I feel like all of high school, I just wore what everyone else wore because I wanted to fit in. And so I'd wear, like, short shorts and crop tops just to look like everyone else. But I feel like I got to college, I was like, I don't really want to wear that. And so I started buying pants that were weird and, like, different patterns. And I don't even know how many of those I own. That's just, like, my style now. I wear, like, a plain t-shirt and wear, like, really colorful crazy pants sometimes.
Well, like, no judgment, but I feel like a lot, well, sorry, Catherine. Oh, no. She's gonna hate me for saying this. Well, I mean, she doesn't always shop there, but I feel like a lot of girls our age, and first of all, it is expensive. I mean, I sometimes buy clothes at dry goods when I have, like, a, you know, a gift card or something, which they're expensive. But people shop at Lululemon's, and I don't get it. A top is like $110 or whatever, and, like, it's just so bland. It's like Fabletics or something else. So I'm like, I just don't get the hype and how everybody's wearing it.
That's what's crazy is
their underwear, like, is like $20, and you're like,
$120 for a hoodie.
Yeah,
is crazy. You'll never see me paying $120 for a hoodie. I'd rather go to Walmart and get a regular old plain hoodie for $10 than, like, pay $120 for a hoodie.
What is it? What's a reasonable one? Because I sometimes like the clothes I have there, but, like, Forever 21, you can get that stuff fairly cheap.
Yeah, I shop there.
Especially clearance section. I go there immediately when I walk in. Yeah, they have some good stuff.
Yeah. I think only recently, because now that I'm getting a steady paycheck, have I ventured out to the more expensive stuff because, you know, I have the means to now. But before, when I was unemployed, I would always be at the clearance section. I would never buy anything unless it was on sale.
I mean, I have friends who do that, and they, I mean, even if they're, I mean, they have the money, but they just want to save some. They find some great stuff. And I'm always like, how? I'm like, I see a frou-frou dress. I'm like, oh, I'm not buying that. But I have to say, even though sometimes they can be a little pricey, one of my favorite stores, not besides dry goods, but Francesca's. Oh, I love that place. They have weird little knickknacks sometimes.
Yeah.
And their outfits are always so cute. But I don't know if you guys go to the store. This is very off topic, but I went those in here because I'm at good places. I don't know if it's, I wouldn't say it's cheap or save money, but a place I spent a lot of money this weekend not meaning to, World Market.
What's that?
Yeah, what is that? I've never heard of that.
Well, they have a location in Louisville, and then they have one, I just found out they have one in Lexington. I went with Catherine in Louisville, and it's like, they have some foreign snacks and drinks from different countries, but they have all kinds of crazy stuff like that mug. Got that from mm-hmm. World Market. Oh. Elephant mug, got that. I got a pin that looks like Lila and it says Zoomies.
Oh,
I got these like really cool earrings and stuff. And like they just have a variety of like fashion, furniture. Like they have cushions like for this stuff, which I might get because they have like a fluffy one. Mm-hmm. But like they have all kinds of crazy stuff. And sometimes it's unique and it's just really cool. So I was like, it was one place I was like, it's so niche that I feel like I would never go and get anything. And this the one time I go this weekend, I was like, I bought like 6 things. I'm like, dude. Yeah, so I don't know.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
I like finding like unique stores like that. Like it's just not, I guess, the same as like your basic, don't get me wrong, I love Target, but like your Target or Home Goods, mm-hmm. like when it's a little bit different and you're like, oh, I kind of like this quirkiness.
Yeah. Recently, I went to, what the store is called. They remodeled one of the stores.
Yeah.
they remodeled one of the stores where I lived, and I went in there to look at stuff, and there were all these like really cool items to put on your counters, and they were so funny. I bought this like thing to put on my toilet that said, it was like, take your seat. Or like,
dude.
And it was so funny. There was another one that was like, nice butt. And I'm like,
well,
I want that.
You guys haven't gone in my bathroom, but I have one thing above the toilet. It holds, like, toilet paper, so it says, hello, sweet cheeks.
It's so funny. I have to go in there and look now. As soon as we get done with this, we're going to go look
at it.
Yeah. It was just, like, funny stuff like that. I'm like, I want to buy it. I know I shouldn't, but it just makes life fun.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, this has been a chaotic hour in a bunch of random topics, but I just want to say, I love and appreciate you guys for coming on my podcast.
I love her news.
No, I actually hate you all. No, I'm kidding.
I hate you too.
But yeah, it's been really fun. So I'm really glad you guys were able to hop on podcasts and talk.
Of course.
But yeah, for y'all's, for you listeners, stay tuned. Can't say I have any guests lined up for the next episode, so it might just be me and Catherine. But thank you guys for listening, and do you guys have any final thoughts or any goodbyes?
Word up.
Stay safe out there.
Stay nice and warm out there.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.